Hello?
Good morning, Alfredo. It's Nadine. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Hope you had a good weekend. So I know that they called you for your CI. So they said that you have some concerns. Talk to me about what's going on.
I was just feeling that it wasn't the time. They're talking about our website, and that's something I kind of wanted to do on my own and then promote it.
Right.
But right now, I think they're trying to do like a temporary one while I get the other one. And it just seems like it's two websites that are going to be an attempt to be one.
Right. So let me explain, right? So I know you had talked about that you were wanting to do your own website, right? The only reason what we do is like a temporary one just to have in place until when your website is completed. Once your website is completed, we take down the one that we made so that way we can promote your website, right? The one that you want. It's just a temporary one to give, because you know when it's kind of like a menu, right? It's like when people click on a website, it just gives them, you know, an option where they can see more photos of the work that you've done and just to kind of give them more about your business, right? Of course, once your website is completed, we take down the one that we made and we replace it with your website, right? So rest assured, we want to promote your website, you know? But it's just a temporary one to give them somewhere to land so that they could see more photos of the quality work that you do. That's why we do the temporary one, okay? But, of course, I mean, once yours is completed, we definitely want to replace it with your website, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you any more. It's just something that we add in for you at no additional cost. I mean, it's definitely – that's why I had mentioned to you when we were going over everything, you know, if you had photos, you know, of some of the work that you've done, because we want to showcase those photos, especially if it's quality work that you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And definitely, it's definitely a great tool, especially, you know, with the areas that you target, right? How we talked about Chino Hills, Diamond Bar. I mean, once they see that quality work as well, it's definitely going to sell them. I mean, photos speak for themselves, right?
Yeah.
So we want to showcase that, okay?
Yeah, because like I said in the beginning, I said that it was like kind of like wrong timing, just because I do know I have like all the experience and I have had like a lot of work, and I have had a lot of people that customers that would give me reviews.
Right.
And just the only thing I didn't have any time for, I haven't had time for, was with the website and seeing how it works and how it runs, trying to go get a computer, that's something where I lack, and that's what I was like. If I feel like it was wrong timing, because I should already know a little bit about that, and I completely don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, and let me explain, right? So when and that's what the website's for, is just to be able, the website that we create is really for them to be able to have somewhere to go to see more photos of the quality work that you do, right? And it just gives them like a little overview about your business, right? So that's what we create it for. Because keep in mind also on that, there's even a form that they can fill out, because you know a lot of people sometimes are, you know, searching online when they should be working, right? And they don't have that moment to call you regarding, you know, something regarding to your services. So they'll actually fill out a form on there, which we consider it's like a hot lead, right? Because it's an interest in your services. So it gives them the opportunity to put down, you know, the question that they have, their address, you know, where they're located. And we send you an email with that information so that way you can get in contact with them as well, because we don't want you to miss anything, right? But as far as, like, with the website, I mean, definitely once and that's why this one is just in place of it until yours is completed, because I know, you know, those are some of the things that you were trying to get a little familiar with. This website is basically, it's like a landing page, right, to showcase those photos and just to give them a little bit more about your business, okay? Because if we're promoting you there on Google, we want to at least have somewhere for them to land on too when they click on the website. Why not show them the work that you do? I mean, it's going to speak for itself. And imagine, you know, even with the customers that refer you, right? I'm sure you're still in contact with some of them. We encourage you to also have them leave you a review on Google, because that's going to open, it's going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are, Alfredo. So it's another way of the modern day, what we call word of mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Does that kind of clarify it now?
Yeah, I kind of understand what you're saying with the website.
Yeah, so, I didn't want you to think that it's going to, and this is definitely not going to overwhelm you, I promise you. It's just really, this is the time, because once you're listed there, right, and remember, we're going to be keeping you in the loop every step of the way as these things are being completed. In fact, even that website, once we build it, you're going to be able to take a look at it and let us know any changes that you want made. This way, until in the meantime, you have that there. And once you're done with your own website, we'll just switch it out. We take down the one that we have and we replace it with yours, because we want to showcase your website once it's completed. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I wasn't sure, they didn't finish all your CI, right? Your client interview?
Yeah, no, not everything was clear.
Yeah, let me see if Catherine's available. I wanted to make sure that I went over all of it with you, because I know you and I were the ones who had spoken, so that's why I wanted to reach out to you and make sure, okay?
Yeah.
Is this a good time for you, or do you want me to reschedule your client interview for later today?
I mean, right now it's pretty okay. I already lined everything up to start working like in half an hour.
Okay.
So
let me see if Catherine's available, because you guys just literally hung up a little while ago, right?
Yeah, but like I said, I'm still not fully 100% into it.
Okay, what's holding you back? What can I help you with? What's your concern?
I don't have much understanding of like how to run computers and how to run the website and how to. And
you don't need to do any of that. So let me explain, right? We're going to do all the work. All the work. The only thing that you're going to need to do, and this is it, is just email us some photos of some of the work that you've done. Okay? We do all the work. All of it. The only thing you're going to need to do is pick up the phone when they're calling you, the client. We handle it all. We're going to maintain your listing. We're going to manage it there on the first page. We're going to build that website temporarily until your website is completed, okay, the one that you choose to build yourself or however, okay? We're going to promote the photos. We're doing all the work. All you need to do is just basically email us photos of work that you've done. Okay.
And it's because right there too is where I've had problems before with my email. I don't really know how to work it. I've had problems with this with a car that broke down on me from the dealer, and I was supposed to send emails and receipts, and so they could refund. But I don't know why my emails don't go through. I don't understand it email that much.
Did you get the email from me? You got all the emails that I sent you, right? And it's pretty simple. Do you have, let me ask you this. You're able to, like, what kind of phone do you have?
I have a Galaxy.
A Galaxy? Okay. So there's a way, if you have the photos, like, on your phone, right? If you go to, like you're doing a text message. Yeah. So it's like you're going to do a text message, right? But instead of putting the phone number in the text message, you put in the email address. That's it. And what it does is it sends the photos to us directly to the email. I do it all the time. I have an iPhone, so I do it all the time. And my sister-in-law does it too. Sometimes she'll email me a photo, but she'll send it to me through a text message. And it comes to my email. So we have ways around it. I promise you, we're here to walk you through it all. We try to make this as simple as possible, because there's a lot of business owners out there. They don't have the time, or they're not too familiar with sending out emails and stuff like that. So we make this as simple as possible. I mean, I promise you, really all you have to worry about is just picking up the phone when they're calling you. And I mean, I know you, the only time you don't answer your phone is probably when you're asleep, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're here to help you. I mean, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed or this is going to be complicated for you. It's a very simple program. We're doing all of the work because we want you to be able to focus on your jobs and not be pendiente of, oh my gosh, now what else do I have to do now? That's it. That's why we do the client interview, because we're just re-verifying everything with you. So we're, rest assured, we're walking you through this every step of the way. We're doing all the work, okay?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I have, like I said, I don't know why I can't get rid of, like, that doubt or that. Like, I feel like it's too much, because, like I said, I've had problems with email forwards. I try to avoid that. It's actually been years. And I've had some leads that I've got that they want me to do the estimate through emails and all that, and I completely avoid those.
You're talking about like HomeAdvisor, right? Because that's what they do. That's how their process is, right? The HomeAdvisor and Angie's leads. That's how their program works. When it's Google, Alfredo, it's promoting your company name and your phone number, because we want you to get the calls directly, okay? That's what this is. This is how Google works, right? Is because even me, myself, when I'm searching for a service on Google, I'm going to call the company regarding the service that I'm needing, right?
Yeah.
So that's how Google works. Okay, is getting those calls coming directly to you so that you're not having to deal with emails and all of that, right? And that's where it's completely different from HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads. I work with a lot of businesses that also use them as well that are clients of theirs, and that's where a lot of them are, they don't have time to be, oh, now I got to stop and I got to answer this lead, or now they want me to give them an estimate, or now I got to call this lead, right? You're working.
Yeah.
It's easier for you to just, and clients tell me this all the time, I'd rather that they just call me directly. Pick up the phone and call me, and I can deal with the phone calls, but when I'm having to stop and now I got to go to that lead and now I got to call them, it's kind of like you're chasing them, right? We don't want you to feel like that. That's why we get the calls coming directly to you. So we're promoting your company name and your number right there on the first page so that they call you directly. Make more sense now?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So I want you to get through your CI. So I'm trying to see, because I know that they're pretty full, but I want to squeeze you in. Why don't, let me message my manager. What were you going to say?
Cause my biggest concern right now is, like, I feel like we should do this later. So, like, I have time to kind of, like, understand everything more.
So, what do you mean? Like, what is it that you're trying to understand?
Well, basically everything. Like I said, I feel like it's too much. It's overwhelming because I have gotten away from, like, computers. I don't know how to run, like, any website, and I don't do emails, and I've always had a problem with that. And I feel like it's something that I should get more comfortable with before I just jump into everything like this. That's why I had said in the beginning that it was just wrong timing. Like, I kind of understand what you guys do, and it's something that does interest me, like, a lot. It's just, I feel like it's too early. I don't have, that type of, understanding in this kind of stuff.
So, with this program, right, what you're trying to understand is the website and all that. So, just
how
to kind of
runs, how the
right.
Emails are.
Exactly. So let me explain, right? So when you go on Google, okay, let's say you're looking for a tire shop or a restaurant, right? You're going to see the map, and then you're going to see businesses that are right below it, okay? You'll see the company name. You'll see the phone number. You'll even see like a website. Okay. If I'm looking for a tire shop, I'm going to start calling, you know, the tire shops that I see. I'm going to click where it says phone number. I'm calling the tire shop. Hey, I'm looking for 17-inch tires for my Chevy Tahoe, blah, 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 right? Yeah. What kind of packages do you have available? They're going to tell me. We can offer you this type of tire, you know, all-terrain, whatever they're going to offer me, right? That's how that works. But let's say I want to see what kind of specials they have before I call them, right? I'm going to also go and click on the website, and I'm going to see, oh, okay, look at, they're running some package deals. Oh, I see the tires. Okay, I see their address where they're located. That's how that works for tire shops, right? Now, let's say, Alfredo, I'm looking, I know when we talked, some of the services, right, you do like drywall and painting, okay? So let's say I'm in Diamond Bar, right? And I want to paint a couple of rooms in my house, right? So I'm going to look either for a painter. I'm going to look for interior painting. I'm going to look for a painting contractor. I mean, there's just different ways that people search, right, for painting services. Yeah. So I'm going to type in what I'm looking for, or I'll even look for best painters in Diamond Bar, right? And then I'm going to see the map pop up, okay? I'm going to see these businesses that are right below it. So I'm going to see a whole list of different companies. Like right now when I'm looking, I see, and you might have heard of some of these guys, but I see like EG Pro Painting, right? I see Jason's Painting Company. I see Interior Painting, right? I see Southern California Painting, E&E Painting. Okay, each business, okay, that I'm looking at here, like EG Painting, Pro Painting, I see they got 5 stars, right? I see a phone number for them, and then I see a link for a website. If I click on that phone number, the 951-966-6565, which is their number, I click on it, it's going to ring to their company. So either I'm going to get the business owner, or depending on who they have, answer their phone. Right? Their secretary, or it might just be the business owner that has it linked to his phone number, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call him. I'm going to tell him, hey, I'm looking for a painter, blah, blah, blah. This is what I need. They're going to tell me whether they can assist me or not, right? But maybe I want to take a look at their website, you know, see if there's any specials they're running. Maybe they have some photos there. I kind of want to see the quality work that they do. Oh, so I see, you know, some of the work that they've done, you know, they've painted like cabinet refinishing. I see that, you know, they have some interior painting jobs that they've done. That's what I'm going to see on the website, right? But I'm also going to see their phone number as well on that website. I'm going to see what their business hours are. Oh, look, so they're open Monday through Saturday, right? They're closed on Sunday. That's what the website does, okay? It's not to complicate anything. Our goal is for you to just get your phone ringing. Our goal is for you to get found any time when they're searching for your services. You don't need to be having a computer with you, because we're not sending you a lead where now you got to go and you got to send them an estimate. We don't want to do it like that. We want your calls to come directly to you. That is the goal with being on Google, is to get your phone ringing. Okay? Get your phone ringing so you can talk to these people, because here's the thing, Alfredo. You can get these jobs when you have them on the phone, right? Because even when we talked on Friday, you're super genuine. You don't sound like a guy who's in a hurry and I just want to, you know what I mean? It sounds like you take the time to speak with the clients, get to know what they need and what they want and what you can provide them with, right? You can schedule this and I can come out and see – come and see what you need done, and then I can give you an estimate. I mean, I think that's the goal, is for you not to just give an estimate over the phone, right? The goal is to, because you got to see what they need, right? You can't just give someone an estimate, right?
Yeah. Sometimes they send you pictures, but you got to go over
them. And listen, what if you tell them it's X amount of dollars, and then when you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, it's bigger than what I thought, right?
Yeah.
So that's our goal, is for you to get the calls coming to you directly. Okay, that's what this does. It's not for you to be in front of a computer. Now you got to send an estimate. Now you got to do this and that. I mean, you know how many businesses that even I've worked with in the past, all they want is the phone ringing. That's what this does. It gets those calls coming to you. We want to make sure that when they're looking for any of your services, that you're an option. You provide a quality service. You deserve to be on the first page just like anybody else. Okay? But you got to be an option there. And that's what we're providing you. It's really not to, I'm not trying to make it complicated for you. That is not what this is for. Okay? At all. At all. I mean, even right now, if I'm looking in La Puente, right? For a painter.
Yeah.
There's City of Industry painters. There's EG Pro Painter. Okay? In your backyard. KG Contractor. I see, Painting La Puente. Low cost painters. I mean, these guys right now, I'm going to tell you, low-cost painters, they're on the first page. They have no reviews. They have no website. And they're on the first page. We're going to put you on the first page. You're going to have a website until when you decide to complete your own website that you want. And I'm sure some of your clients are willing to leave you a review on there. You're already ahead of them. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're on the first page and they don't even have a website. So you're going to be one step ahead of them already.
Yeah.
But again, we're getting you found for multiple keywords. As long as they're the services that you're providing. And you can change those at any time. We're here to help you and do all the work. All you have to do is pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So does that kind of make you feel a little better? I mean, I don't want you to feel like you're being overwhelmed. That's not what this is meant for.
Yeah, and I don't know why I can't get rid of that feeling. It's like I said, I do want to understand, like, that feel. That's my biggest, and then there was, like, a lot of stuff that I did want to get out the way first.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was thinking it was, like, wrong timing, but I do want to do this. It's just, I feel like it's the wrong time. I feel like if I have more time in my hand and try to understand that, have an understanding of how it works.
Well, the way it works is how I told you. I mean, have you ever done a search on Google for anything? Whether you are looking for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Or, okay. So you know when you do that search on Google, right? Let's say you're looking for a restaurant. Okay. You want to take your mom or, you know, I mean, I don't know if you have a girlfriend or if you're married. But let's say you want to take your mom to a nice restaurant for Mother's Day, right? You're
going to
go on Google. So that's how it works. And you call the business, right? Or you go to their location.
Yeah.
In your case, because you go to the person that's hiring you, right? Or that's interested in your services. They're not going to see your address, so they're not going to get directions. That will not be that option for them. Okay. You don't have a storefront. The option for them is to either call you directly or go to your website where they're going to see photos of work that you've done and they can call you from your website. That is it. That's it. There's nothing complicated about this. It's just getting you to pop up every time when they're searching for your services. That's it. I know you want to understand more about computers and you want to have a computer and that's great, but you don't need a computer to be listed on Google. You just need a phone number, and you need to be found for your services that person's searching for at that time, right? That's how this works.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean the whole thing with the computer and everything, I just said that, like, basically because if I wanted to do the website on my own so I could understand the process of it, I feel like I don't want to rush it. I should...
I wouldn't want you to rush the making your own website either, because bottom line is, right, and I'll share it with you like this, okay? You're a painter, right? You do painting jobs, and I'm sure you do great work. Now, I could have my husband paint a room for me, but he's not a professional, okay? You are. You're considered a professional because it's a specialty that you provide, a service. If I have my husband do it, I mean, yeah, he'll get it done, but he's not going to get it done in a timely manner, and I'm going to find something wrong with what he does, right? He might not have put enough coats, or he might not have taped it well, okay? So who am I going to call? I'm going to call a professional if I want it done right, right? I'm going to go on Google, yeah, and I'm going to search for a painter. That's how I'm going to do it, right? Maybe I need a drywall repair. I'm going to search for someone who does drywall repairs, right? I'm going to search for someone who offers the services that I'm looking for, rather than have my husband do it, because he's not a professional. He can watch a YouTube video, but if I want it done right, I'm going to call on somebody who offers that service. Okay. I get it. You're wanting to know more about how the website works, and you have plenty of time to do that, right? In the meantime, we're just putting a website in that position there, so that way they just have somewhere to land on, right?
Yeah.
That's all. It just kind of gives them, oh, look, he has a website. Let me go look and see. Majority of people are just going to call you. That's how it's going to work. A website's just kind of giving them a menu, right, of the work that you do. That's it. And this allows you time to take your time and look into how you could build your own website. But in the meantime, we just have something there for people to land on. But really, what they're going to be doing is calling you.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel a little bit more comfortable now?
I mean, it's kind of hard to say.
Rest assured, we're doing all the work. All the work. All the work. There's nothing you need to do on your end at all. And in the client interview, all they're doing is going over the information that you and I went over, okay? And I can help you with the photos, okay? That's not a problem. I will help you with the photos so that you feel more confident, okay? I don't want you to feel overwhelmed. I'm here to help you. We're all here to help you.
Yeah.
Okay? So I actually have Catherine available so that way she can finish your client interview. And then I told her that your concern is how you're going to be sending your photos. Okay. So you said you have them in your phone, right?
Yeah. I mean, I have the phone numbers of where I did them, and they could send it to me, because they usually like to take pictures of how they had it before.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, because and that's the thing. I mean, and Catherine, she'll even help you with that as well. But either way, you have my phone number too, Alfredo. I'm here to help you. If you tell me, Nadine, I need you to help me, walk me through on how to send these pictures, I will take the time to help you. Okay? It's really simple. I do it all the time. And listen, and I'm not like a guru on computers either. You know, my sister-in-law, she sends me photos all the time to my email from her Galaxy phone. She has a Galaxy phone as well. So I have an iPhone, but she sends them to me all the time. Even when I take a picture on my phone and I got to email, like sometimes I have to email a form to like my doctor, I'll take a picture from my phone and I just put, instead of the phone number where it says to, where I'm sending it to, I put the email address. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to, let me see. Let me see if she wants me to just transfer you, because I told her that, because she was the one who was speaking with you, and she's already got, like, your file.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she said you could even send it from your phone. Okay? It's really simple.
Okay.
I just don't want you to feel overwhelmed. We're here to help you, and you have my phone number too. You can always call me, and I'll walk you through it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to need some time right now, though, because I got to go cancel the job if I'm going to...
What time do you... It shouldn't take that much longer. What time do you want me to have her call you?
Like at 10? That'd be all right.
Let me see. Yeah, she's just typing back to me.
Okay.
Let me see. What about if she... Let me see. What about right now it's 9, almost 9:15. What about 9:45? If I can get her to call you at 9:45, it shouldn't take that much longer because you guys were already... She has an 11 a.m. Does that one work better to call you at 11?
I think so.
Okay. I'm going to reschedule you for her to call you at 11.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll reschedule you for 11, and then she'll just go over the other questions with you, okay? Remember, you have my number. You can call me, too, if you get stuck on anything. I'm here to help you. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right, Alfredo. She'll call you at 11, okay? Okay.
Okay. Thank
Bye.
You.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.